do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a wooden house?
Weatherboard.
Okay. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
I didn't understand that.
Okay. The covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed.
Oh, that would be front porch, back porch, a porch.
Okay.
Porch.
What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof?
Well, I don't really just call them open porch. I don't know whether that's
okay.
The right same name for it or not. But.
What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where the cows are kept before they're milked?
Well, we always call them cow pens.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
No other than just a rock fence.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk in? It has a handle on it.
A large open vessel, open at the top, with a handle on it.
Can you carry water on
it? Bucket.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's made out of metal?
It would have to still be a bucket, I think.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Skillet.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on and off?
Spigot.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's on a barrel?
On a barrel. I reckon you call that a faucet.
All right. And what about the same thing if it's out in the yard? When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper bag.
Okay. What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth and 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in?
Sack, cloth sack.
Okay. What do you call a musical instrument that's about that long and about that tall and you hold it up to your mouth and blow it? Okay. What do you call a musical instrument that's like this and you put it against your teeth?
That's too tall.
Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle and one child sits at one end and one sits at the other? Sure. A piece of playground equipment that's made of a long board and it's balanced in the middle and one child sits at one end and one sits at the other and they go up and down like that.
Oh, we used to call those things seesaw.
All right. Now, what about a homemade merry-go-round? What did you call those? Cut off a little tree, put a board across it and put a pin in it and you go round and round. Did you play on those when you were a child?
I don't think I ever did play on them. But anyway, I wouldn't know unless you called it a merry-go-round.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives with?
A what now?
A flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives with.
Flat piece of metal that you shot.
Stone.
It's a stone.
Yeah.
Oh. White rock.
Okay. Now, would you describe some different kinds of wood fences for me that people used to use or do use now?
Well, they used to use a lot of what we call pole axes.